views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie, and Sky will be with us in a few moments.
Yeah.
There she is. And so everything is good. And like I was saying to Sky, this week flew by super, super quick for me.
Oh, my goodness. Me too.
It's like I felt like it was just the other day that we were on the radio show. That's how fast this week
went.
Like
this morning.
Yeah. And so, exactly. As if it was just this morning.
Wow. And the week did fly by. Don't forget, we lost a day because Monday felt like Sunday.
Yeah, nothing like having two Sundays in one week.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Does Sunday depress you?
No, only because I love my job. You know, the only time Sunday really depressed me is when I was in school. And I had anxieties, like the next day, the thought of going to school, because
right?
I was not a scholastic person at all.
Neither was I.
And so, yeah, Sunday nights, like, irritated the living hell out of me when I was in school. After that was over, it's just like, all right, you know, we're fine. You know, everything's good. Because I enjoy doing what I do.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And when I tell you, and I've said this many times before, I truly treat every day like it's a Saturday, like it's a weekend.
That's good.
And that's no exaggeration, because I've given myself, you know, that kind of freedom. That's the way I set up my life.
I like
so,
that.
So, you know, and not every day is perfect, just like, you know, like anything.
Yeah.
But at the same token, you know, I'm pretty blessed with how life is going, and I'm enjoying it. I really am. And it's like when I go on vacation, it's like I'm taking a vacation from my vacation. You know?
I get that. I get that.
And I
love. Well, you do have a luxury life.
Yeah.
I have to admit that.
I have a very freedom lifestyle.
Yes.
I do.
It's very luxurious, folks. I mean, you know, he could come and go.
And not in the material world. You know, I mean, I'm taken care of. I am.
Yeah.
I'm taken care of materially.
Yeah.
But I'm not
But
I'm not hurting, and I'm not sitting in the lap of it. But yet, that's what I have friends for.
But you have to understand, we all choose our luxury.
Right.
Some people choose to have a luxurious home and many different cars and a luxurious lifestyle where you go out to eat in very fancy restaurants that are very expensive. Your luxury is your freedom.
Yeah.
To be able to.
My freedom is, right. It's
your
everything.
Luxury.
It's my luxury. Absolutely.
So, yes, you are a very rich person.
You want to know something?
Yes, I do.
When I went to Virginia Beach one time, and this isn't when I was learning how to do my gift, I went there because Neil Donald Walsh was speaking there.
I love him, and God rest his soul, folks.
Not Wayne Dyer.
Oh my gosh!
I'm talking about Neil Donald Walsh.
Yeah. Why do I always equate the two of them together? I always feel like
They're both, you know, of the same realm,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They're two totally separate people.
They are two totally separate. I'm really sorry about that. But
I went to, you know, to see Neil Donald Walsh speak. He's the writer of Conversations with God.
Right, right.
And so it was during that one particular weekend, like he was speaking for 2 days, which was wonderful. And so after the first day, you know, we went, walked around the grounds, and there's a place where they had a spa where you can go for a massage or whatever. So I went to this place to go for a massage, and my wife decided to get her, whatchamacallit, cleaned out. There was a...
That doesn't sound right.
Whatever. Yeah, but she did. So anyway... Anyway, I'm sitting there, and there was this lady sitting in the waiting room, and so she said to me, and I didn't know who she was. And she goes, oh, so what brings you here? I go, this is where I learned how to do it all. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, this is where I learned how to do my gift, my abilities. She goes, really? She goes, would you mind reading me? I said, sure. So anyway, I read her, and she was very impressed. And I was impressed at the fact that she was impressed. And so
that's very out of your character, too.
No. Well, this is when I'm just starting.
Yeah.
This is when I'm just starting.
I got to remember that.
So after I gave her a reading, she introduced herself and she says, I'm Neil's business manager.
Wow.
And I said, oh, cool. So I said, oh, great. So I became friendly with her. And so Neil's wife happened to walk out, who was his wife at the time, Nancy. And, you know, she's all messed up and stuff like that. And she said, Nancy, she says, she should get a reading by this guy. He says, he's pretty good. She goes, yeah. And so she sits down next to me. And, you know, she's just dressed in her robe and her hair is a mess and stuff because she just got a massage. And so she said, actually, she's on one of my testimonials. And she said, and I said to her, I said, your freedom is just as important as what money is to Donald Trump. And she said, stop right there. She goes, let's go in the other room. And she wanted me to do a private reading. She says, in her testimony, she says, when Artie said that, he nailed me.
Yeah.
She said, because that's my life.
Extremely impressive.
She said, that's my whole life is the luxury of my freedom. So she says at that point is when I knew he was good. And that was her testimonial to me. And then, of course, I did a reading. And then from that point on, we became very good friends.
Do you know, you have been very blessed in your career. You have been able, and not by choice, just by divine intervention, you have met a lot of very famous people.
Yeah.
You know that? Just by running into them.
Yes.
It's like ridiculous.
And yeah, I am, you know, it's, that's how God sets up everything.
Isn't that though?
You know, it's when you just, like, you never know who you're going to meet or how you're going to meet. And, you know, like I said, just, you know, while you're doing your reads, you don't know who you're reading
true.
And somebody knows somebody. And
right. Then well, we're going through a situation like that right now. Right.
And so, And so this happens when it just naturally happens.
And that is totally divine intervention.
And that's totally divine intervention. Totally. And it's a great feeling. It really is how God works. And you think you want what you want when you want it, and you get delayed, and you get really ticked off, like to no end.
Right.
And to find out that if you got what you think you wanted back then,
it would have been a disaster.
It could have been. You never know for it could have been a disaster, or you never know what would have happened. And so, you know, everything happens just the way it should be.
In divine time.
You know, a lot of times people meet the love of their life, and it's like the right love, but at the wrong time.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and so it's just like, and timing is important. And I do believe that a lot of people do meet a lot of people who they're deeply in love with. But again, because they're married or because of their travels or because of whatever. It was the right love, but just at the wrong time.
Right.
And it's very hard to accept that because, you know, you want what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. It's just very interesting. It's like a big poem. Life is like
a big poem. It is.
You know, and
you're right.
It's very, it is. It's very poetic.
I'm concurring. We have a lovely person all the way from New Jersey, Anna Marie.
I can't imagine.
Anna Marie, are you with us?
How are you?
Doing marvelous, darling. How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful. I love listening to your program. It's so interesting. And I honestly believe in karma, both with family and friends. It's really proved over the years for me. So I'm happy to hear anything that you want to offer me tonight.
Oh, that's amazing because, you know, I was just before the show, I was sitting by myself contemplating, which I sometimes do. And, you know, all of a sudden I was talking to my archangels and I realized that I've known these archangels my entire life, but I've never known them. Do you know what I'm talking about? I feel as though they've been my best friends, like my soul buddies, for my entire existence and many other existences. But I don't, in reality, know them to look at them or even have ever touched them. But my soul has, you know? And I was thanking them for being more than friends, more than family, for being my guardians and for controlling sometimes, for lessening the burden of any bad karma that I might have accrued during my lifetimes. And I say lifetimes because sometimes we pay for karma in this life for sins we did in other lives. And when I say sins, I don't mean, you know, sins like, you know, Catholics would say that you have to go to confession for. I mean soul sins, sins that
negative reactions.
Very negative reactions on people that you've done.
Yeah, negative actions that you've created in the past.
Yeah, and we also are very strong believers in karma. That's why in all your thoughts and all your patterns of life, you should always have something positive. Even if you hate the person or you think that you don't like the person, you should always be positive and even pray for that person, you know, because karma is a biatch. And it does get you when you least expect it.
Well, karma isn't always a bayat because karma could also be a great thing. So when you are creating good karma comes to you.
Right. People don't realize that, though. People don't. When you say, oh, it's my karma, it's my karmic reaction, it's usually said in a negative overtone, such as, oh, I got into a car accident. It must be my karma. I must have done something in another life to have all these problems, and this is my karma. But Artie's right. There's negative karma and there's positive karma. I feel that a lot of us don't recognize that. Like, I know I've had amazing, amazing good karma in my life, and I've had some pretty nasty karma too.
Oh, yeah. No, you've had the extreme of both ends with no doubt. But I want you to hold on to that. And we're not going to let you go. No. We're just going to go to a commercial break.
Yeah, please hold.
All right, everybody. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
my life is still.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers. And we have a lovely lady from New Jersey on the line.
Whose name is Anne Marie.
Yes, and we had to ask her to please wait while we had a commercial. Anne Marie, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to say something. There's a book that Neil Donald Walsh wrote that I highly recommend that everyone buys, and it's called Happier Than God. And it's actually there's another book called Friendship with God. And a lot of people look at God and our angels like they are separate from us, like they are over there and we are here. Mm. But if you were to interact your angels or guardian angels or even the Holy Spirit, if you interact with them as if truly they are your best friend, then you are going to see magic happen beyond your wildest dreams.
That's so true.
Just keep on treating them and acting as if they are your best friends. And you could ask them the most powerful, dreams, affirmations, or questions. You could ask them 100 times a day.
Or wishes.
100, or wishes. That's exactly it. That's what they're there for. And they're more than happy to help you out. So don't say, well, I don't want to bother them. That's your own guilt. So just release the guilt and just keep on asking and allow. Just when you put your order out there, just say it and let it go and just watch magic happen.
Oh, it's so true. So true. In fact, when was it? Yesterday. Yesterday was one of the happiest days of my life. When we found out that my husband had a really serious blood clot, it didn't look really good. And I was frantic. And this was in June. In fact, it was June 3rd. I'll never forget that day. It was a horrible day for us. Well, anyway, since June 3rd till today, I started asking Jesus, and I started asking all the angels and my husband's angels and all the archangels to please get rid of this blood clot. And it was a big one. It was a 6-inch blood clot in his leg.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really serious. Do you know, yesterday he went for a Doppler, which is actually a scan to see how the blood clot is doing or if it moved. Do you know it's gone?
Oh,
in
great.
3 months. Do you believe that it's gone in 3 months? That to me had to be the biggest prayer answered of my entire life, or one of the biggest prayers answered in my entire life. And so quickly, I mean, God, the Holy Spirit, all the archangels, they came to my rescue immediately because you know what? I trusted them. I trusted that they were going to help me. There was never a moment that I didn't trust. Yes, I was nervous about it, but there was never a moment when my trust failed me. And in 3 months, even the doctor said, this is incredible. This can't be. This can't be. A 6-inch blood clot to dissolve in 3 months? Unheard of. You know, they put him on a blood thinner, and it wasn't such a dramatic blood thinner. He took one a day, two a day, one at morning, one at night, and it was a pretty safe one. But for it to disappear in such a little bit of time, that was only from the divine. That was not from a wonderful doctor or my husband's system. It was absolutely from the divine because of my great faith that I have. So I know that I feel that you're a very sensitive person with a lot of faith as well. And that I know, I feel as though you live your life with the knowing that there is somebody out there who watches over you. And you might forget sometimes, but for the whole, you're very spiritual and you do rely on your angels and God and the Holy Spirit. I feel that very strongly about you.
You need to feel worthy when you're asking questions. I feel like it's very important that it's how you ask your questions or how you ask for your blessings that don't pray in doubt or don't pray out of neediness or out of fear. It's very important that you pray like you're thanking them for already helping you. Thank you for being there. And so long as you keep that faith, you're going to notice that things are going to turn around. But if you keep on living with doubt and fear, then, you know, and even in your prayers and the way that you're praying, it's not what you're asking, but how do you ask? So it's very important that you ask from your heart, from a place of gratuity, from a place of it's going to happen. And don't
it happens already.
Right. And don't use the word, I hope I get better. I hope I get the job.
I wish either.
Yeah. Just say, thank you for that job or thank you for my good health. Because when you say, I hope, that means you're leaving the option of failure in there. Hoping is when it's totally out of your control. Like, I hope they get a job, or I hope, you know, I wish for, you know, those two countries to now get along, to I wish them peace, and I hope for the president to do the right thing, you know. But when it has to do with your life, don't hope, because this is your life. This is where it's within your control.
And you know something? It's funny that Artie brought that up, because I feel, as spiritual as you are, that I feel that you feel you're not good enough to ask with certainty, and not to ask with certainty, but to put it out there that it's already happened. And I don't want you to feel like that.
Ask with great abundance, and not like you just need enough.
Right. Ask for more than you need. And sometimes it's going to take a while, but you keep that positive affirmation going. And believe me, you will see it happen. It's almost like fulfilling a self-prophecy. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do.
So what
everything
you're doing is really
for a reason to get you where you're supposed to be.
Right.
And try to enjoy and appreciate the moment where you're at in the now. And when things aren't going as well as you would like, at least try to see or acknowledge the good stuff that is going on in your life, why you have what you have in the now. And sometimes you have to step away out of your element and drive and get out of your house or your home and just drive to some place where you find it to be very serene and beautiful, so that you could, you know, just take a breather from life, so that you could reprioritize whatever you have going on in your life, or reevaluate the quality of your life, and not just looking at everything from a negative perspective.
Anne-Marie, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you feel sometimes lonely?
Never.
Never. Good girl.
Never. I like my peaceful time for meditation. Fortunately, right. I have good family and friends, so I could honestly say I'm never a lonely person.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's the answer I was looking for. That's a really good answer, and that's what I was hoping that you said. Because I do feel a quality of spirituality within you, and I feel that meditation is your key to success.
Yes, I do that a lot.
Excuse me?
I do meditate quite frequently.
Excellent.
You want to know something? I 100% believe in my heart and soul, Anna, that you have the ability to help heal other people.
Yes.
I believe that you have such a beautiful connection that if anybody needs a prayer to be answered or needs something to happen in their life, that when they go to you or when you hear of it, just say, okay, I'm going to pray for you, or I'm going to wish this upon you. And I really feel that you are a very blessed person, that in your way of expression, that you are very capable of helping other people's dreams come true or wishes come true.
I feel the same way. I do feel that strong spirituality about you. And I do feel that if somebody did ask you to pray, that their wishes that you're praying for would really come true. I think you have a pure heart.
Yeah, you have a very beautiful sincerity about you.
Yes.
And it's very, very nice.
And it's lovely to know that people like yourself are listening to our show and enjoy it, because you are just about the epitome of the people that we look for to enjoy our show. Because you get it, you know, we also want people to listen that really don't get it, so that we could explain it. So they'll be in the majority, not the minority.
Is there something specific?
I agree. I enjoy helping other people make their wishes come true.
Say that again, honey.
It says, I agree with what you said because I honestly agree that I've helped so many people make their wishes come true that have thanked me.
Yes, we can tell immediately.
You want to know something? There are people who are Reiki practitioners, and you know, there's a style and a rhythm to go about that, and people do help heal other people. But I feel like you have your own style in the way that you pray or in the way that you do, if you want to call it Reiki, but it's a healing energy. You have your own style that works. And so it's like you don't have to follow protocol
right.
in a certain particular way.
You're a natural.
You're a natural at it. And I feel like just by your will and your visions that you could you can make magic happen. And you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all, like if you ever want to feel even more blessed, that I could literally see you at some point in your life working at hospice and helping people you know, transform from this life to the other life, and also giving their family members who are being left behind, to give them peace of mind too.
I believe that's perfect for you. Anne Marie, it was such a pleasure speaking with
thank
you today.
Thank you so much. You.
And keep up your good work.
What was that?
Oh, thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
You're
thank you for
welcome.
Listening. All right, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, and we are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
And welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and myself, Sky Siegel. But before we start, guys, if anybody would like a little mini reading with Artie or myself or both of us, our number to call is 800-930-2819. And I'll say that again so you can catch a pencil and a paper. The number to call if you want a little free reading with Artie and myself, would be 800-930-2819. And we'll be very, very happy to help you through any little problem you might have and get to talk to us and be on the radio. Now, if you don't want to be on the radio, just you don't have to give us your names. You can be totally anonymous. Give us a different name or a different place where you come from. We don't care.
Call yourself Shanaynay if you want.
Yeah, we don't care. You can call yourself
Gucci Mama.
Right. Beavis and Butthead. That's what I call my dog.
There you go.
I don't care. But I'll tell you something else. If you'd like to have a personal reading with myself, privately, on the phone, face-to-face, whatever way is most comfortable, through Skype, any way is comfortable for you, I'm available. And my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie, your telephone number
is 877-ANGEL-02. And check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And check out my YouTube videos, because I do a lot of explaining about different topics about life and spirituality and God and sex and relationships and with kids. So it's really cool. And I get in the zone, you know, it's like weird. It's like all I have to do before I do my videos, all I do is write down the topic. And as soon as I look down at the topic, the camera rolls and then it just flows right out of me. Nothing is really pre-programmed on what I'm going to say. It just all happens in the moment.
Which is a gift in itself.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I feel very comfortable in front of the camera. The camera loves me, darling. What can I tell you?
Well, the camera don't love me.
Oh, yes, it does. You don't give yourself credit. You're very photogenic, and
oh,
I'm serious.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, your card is beautiful. I love looking at your card. Like, when I look at your card every time, it's like I just – it's a sense of beauty. It's a sense of happiness. It's a good feel card. It is when you
thank
look at that.
That's so nice.
I'm not saying that because I need to borrow $10,000. I'm just really sincere.
I was just going to say, don't worry.
I don't even need any money from
don't
you.
Don't worry. I was still going to pay you this week for being my friend. Well, we just had Anne Marie on. And she's such a sweet lady. She said, we appreciate so much our audience, and we're here for you guys. Remember that. So call us if you have a problem, or even if you don't have a problem and you just want to speak like Anne Marie did. She's a lovely, lovely lady. And she just wanted to speak with us. And we were able, you know, when I focused in on her, I saw her beauty overrides any of her mundane problems that she has. Her self-beauty and her soul is so strong that it overrides any problem that she could go through in life, which is such a blessing.
For us to, overcome a lot of our problems and issues in life, we have to experience certain pains in life so that we could learn to overcome them. It's what builds your character when you are faced with such adversities of life, when you're faced with such challenges in life. You can't build your character without experiencing some hardships. It's as simple as that. If you wanna become a good boxer, you have to learn to get your butt kicked.
Absolutely.
Learn how to take a good punch, learn how to block certain punches, and it's gonna happen. It's just a way of life. Now, if you're tired of constantly reliving the same problems over and over again, then you're going to have to change the way you do things. Otherwise, you know, it's the way you handle people. It's the way you handle the situation. You know, you might not be able to control the situation or the people that are around you, but you can handle and take control of how you choose to deal with that person or to deal with the situation. And a lot of times people take their extreme anger out on other people, and it's not even those people that's really making them angry. It's like they could do the stupidest little thing and the people overreact with their anger. But in reality, they're not really yelling that much at that person for that reason. They're still angry at the person from their past. It could be from their parents, from their lover, from their kids of the past that got them so angry that when somebody else triggers off something in them, they overreact. And so they're not really yelling that intensely just because of that moment. It's because they're still angry and hurt from what somebody did to them in the past. And it's having an awareness to control your emotions, to know when it's time to just use a cap gun and when it's time to use the heavy artillery. artillery for that moment, you know, but, you know, it's a balance. But, you know, again, you need to learn to control your emotions so that you don't allow people to get the best of who you really are. Because a lot of times you'll walk away really upset with yourself. It's like, why am I so angry? Why am I letting that person get the best of me?
Right.
You know, why am I overreacting and I'm so angry and I did something wrong to that person and I don't like being that way, but yet I can't help myself.
Did you ever say to yourself, these people bring out the worst in me?
That's a common phrase.
Well, that's what Artie's talking about. You know, you could have such anger built up in you from something in the past that somebody triggers a word and it all comes out. And it could be something negative or it could be something positive, really. But it just triggers a negative emotion from your past. Now, being a medium, being a psychic like Artie and I believe that we had to go through a lot of adversities in our lives, and not only to know what they feel like, but to be able to give solace to people who have gone through exactly what we have, and to know how to handle. Because with every blow that we've gotten, either one of us, we've always come out of it smelling like a rose. So, and there's a reason for that, because we've taken the right steps through spirituality to get over it, because you can never get over certain things. There are certain things that happen to us in life that are so devastating that it devastates our soul. And that, again, brings up karma that will follow you through the next life. But sometimes, like with Artie and I, the things that we have gone through, since we always turn to spirituality, and we do have that huge trust in God, the Holy Spirit, our angels and our archangels, that we can get over them. And that's what we're trying to put out to you guys. There's nothing in this world, including death, that you cannot put in the correct perspective and learn to live with. We don't mean that you're going to love living with the fact that a loved one has passed. That's absolutely out of the question, but you can live a productive and kind and loving and spiritual life, even though that person that you are adored has gone to the next realm, because that person too will teach you how to get along without them. But the thing is, trust. Trust is the whole key to everything. You have to trust in God. You have to trust the Holy Spirit. You have to trust your archangels. And you have to trust the angels that you were given at birth. Because they're just sitting around with their hands on their waist. And when? And when are you going to call us in, Sky? And when? And when, Sky? And when, Artie? When are you going to call us in? And they're waiting for you too. So you've got to call them. You would not believe the immediate relief that you will get. Because I feel there's somebody out there today who is suffering a major loss in their life. Someone who passed away, either a child or a very close
loved one. A friend, whoever.
Yeah. And it's a devastation. I'm feeling that immensely. And that's what's bringing Artie and I to speak about karma and speak about the angels and how they're waiting for your help, for just an ask, just a small, please help me.
I just want to intervene for a sec. There's a, people who feel like, you know, what is it about my karma that my child or my family member is hit with such a medical condition, whether it be, mental retardation or whether it be a physical ailment, and you feel like you're trapped because you're the one that's stuck having to take care of them or everybody else. And how you give yourself a break is that you're going to have to learn to trust and learn to delegate responsibilities over to other people so that you can catch that break and give yourself at least some pleasures of life so you can go shopping comfortably, so you can go out with your friends and have a bite to eat or go shopping or do whatever you want, go exercise. Very important for you to try to get somebody who is willing to help you out you know, with your responsibilities. And if you don't, and if you have a really hard time with trust, that you don't trust anybody with your kid or with your relative, then you know what? You're caged. Because you have a lack of trust, you're caged. And you might have been disappointed by other people who you've tried to trust, but it doesn't mean you stop trying to find the right person. Otherwise, you're going to always remain feeling stuck.
That's right.
You know, and for others, they feel like it is a blessing for them. Like, I don't mind helping out my kid. Like, I enjoy being with my family member. Right. I enjoy helping them out. I enjoy being there with them. But there's more to life than just dealing strictly with your hard responsibilities.
Okay, folks, we are going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
I really wanna stop, but I just got the taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the ball on the moon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo.
All of a sudden, I just got very excited and giddy.
There you go. So this week, we're talking about you're a Giddish.
I'm a Giddish.
She wants to drink from the Giddish cup. So to all our Jewish friends, including myself, we want to wish you a happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
good
guys.
Good Yontif, everybody.
Good Yontif.
May this be a peaceful and a sweet and prosperous New Year.
And God bless Israel, too. God bless Israel. Israel is the miracle of the deserts.
No kidding. It's only the size of New Jersey.
I know.
And yet it kicks everybody's butt, whoever tries to attack it.
I know.
I believe that that's God's promise to always protect.
It is. It was his promised land.
Yeah, it's promised land to always protect Israel. So it's amazing. Like whoever attacks Israel always gets annihilated.
Absolutely.
Always. And Israel is also.
Don't piss God off.
Yeah. Israel is also the country that is number one defense in the world, has the number one security and defense in the world.
Yes.
And
tremendous.
Also is number one in pharmaceuticals.
Is it really?
Yeah. My neighbor
They're
told me
brilliant.
That. He knows everything about pharmaceuticals.
You
knows
know what?
All about
Israel is a brilliant, brilliant country. I give them such credit for always being so eager to be like number one, always going into like number one in like Artie said, pharmaceuticals, and also in warfare. Everybody has to go into the Israeli army.
Yeah,
which I think is fabulous.
And actually, if I'm not mistaken, the cell phone was actually invented from an Israeli.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it's amazing. All the beautiful things that have come out of Israel and, you know, the Wailing Wall, from what I understand. And I do intend to visit Israel in this lifetime.
So do I.
Before, I didn't have a desire, but now I have a desire. You know, my values have changed.
Yes.
And to my understanding, when you're in the presence of the Wailing Wall, the energy and the emotions are so sky high that it's impossible not to weep. I don't care if you're the strongest, emotional, strongest person, hard person. When you're in the presence of the emotion of the Wailing Wall, it is filled with such incredible amount of love. And this is where people put their prayers in between the rocks and between the stones.
I've seen that. But you have to forgive me for this. I am not, I really don't know the purpose or what it stands for or why it's there. Excuse my ignorance, but I
don't. No, that's okay. From what I understand, it was the, when, I don't understand in detail, but I do understand that when Israel was being attacked, that it was the only piece of a very holy temple was the Wailing Wall. That was able to withstand the attack, and it still stands after all these thousands of years. And so they consider it a very holy place.
A miracle.
A miracle. And so I don't know all the history of it, but, and I should, and I'm probably going to get more in depth with the Kabbalah, which is the Hebrew, it's the Hebrew spirituality of Judaism.
Do you know in the Kabbalah is the answer to everything of life?
Yep. Every question in life.
Of life.
And
I'd love
there's
to
a code.
Read it myself.
Yeah. There's a code to everything, but you know something, one of my friends gave me a book on Kabbalah and it is so, so in depth. Like I had to reread sentences, forget about the paragraph. It's very,
very intricate.
Very intricate.
And
it's very detailed.
And it's very, you got to be like a rocket scientist.
Yeah, you thought the Da Vinci Code was hard. I mean, this is really incredible.
I'm not even sure there's such a thing as the Da Vinci Code. I'm really not 100% certain on that. Because don't forget, it was all of a sudden brought to the attention when the movie came out. And
so what does that mean?
So I don't even know if it's true. My understanding of the Da Vinci Code was that the Knights of Columbus and also the Masons were the only ones who knew the lineage of Jesus Christ, because there was supposed to be that Jesus had a family. Jesus was married. He had children. He had brothers and sisters, and they had to protect the entire family from the Romans, because at that time they were killing all Jesus and everybody else. So I believe that there was only a few delegated responsible men who were to keep the secret about his lineage. And I believe that they still know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that the Da Vinci Code is actually the thing that expresses what and where his lineage comes from. And if I'm not mistaken, I think his lineage is right now in Scotland.
Really?
Yes.
Now, why did you come up with that conclusion?
Because I had a friend of mine who was doing some research, and they researched it as far back as Scotland. Now, they don't know if it was because it ended up his lineage in Scotland because of the wars, or because somebody took his family or the remainder of his family to that part of the country, the world, so that they would be safe. I'm not 100% sure. If there's anybody out there that really
Google.
Knows, we would love to hear that. We really love to hear if you guys know anything about the Da Vinci Code.
You know, it would be interesting.
Or the Kabbalah, for that matter. We really should get up on that.
You want to know something? Well, our producer just said he has a special, he has a beautiful, whatchamacallit,
surprise for us.
Yeah. It's not even our birthday.
Yeah. I'm all excited. I love surprises.
Sky, when's your birthday again?
December 13th.
December 13th. Okay. All right, I'll put that in my notebooks here.
Please.
But you know what? It would be awesome.
I bet yours is the 4th of July.
You're very good. It would be awesome if somebody could just cut through all the crap. Stop. What are you doing?
I'm singing Yankee Doodle. No.
I had no clue, and I could usually pick things up. That was not a good rendition.
I never said I was a singer.
There you
go. Can I have my angel cards, please?
Sure.
Thank you, darling.
So what we're saying is that I wish that somebody would come back from the times or be born or whatever, and not that it would have to be Jesus or Moses or anybody like that, but somebody who could just in raw layman terms explain raw truth of how life and how God has really meant for life to be in black and white and not in a thousand different interpretations, but just to be concrete and explain it to us once and for all.
That would be so
would be great.
Right?
Just to say, boom, this is the way it is.
This is what it was.
Even the Ten Commandments has been misinterpreted in so many different ways.
I know that.
You know.
It's ridiculous. All I want to know is exactly what Artie said. I just want to have the dummy edition.
Well, somebody just please tell me the truth.
Exactly. I don't want to hear all these fancy words and these and thous and those and lums and all that.
Yeah.
Just come to the bottom of it. Just what did Jesus really say? What did really Moses really say? Give it to me straight.
Yeah. Well, somebody from the past going back a few thousand years, just, you know, I'm calling upon the angels just to send us somebody who could explain it to us black and white. You know, send us an ET.
Just dumb it down.
Yeah, just send us an ET from a different planet who might know, who is pals with all these high priestesses, and just tell it like it is.
Yeah.
So we don't have to second guess. So we could actually, like, take all these jackasses who's in power and just cut through all the crap.
Yes.
And take away all the political bull crap and just, like, get things in rhythm. So that all this money and power.
I can't believe that. I just pulled an angel card.
You're understood.
You're understood.
Yeah.
So they say they're agreeing with
us. They're agreeing with us. So hopefully they're sending somebody really soon.
Oh, my God.
See, you know, Sky just pulled out a card that said, you are understood.
Yep.
You know?
So I think God feels the same way that we do.
Yeah, and so that we could clean up our mess.
Yes.
You know, and all this crappy pollution. And not that we want, no, yes, we need the cars and we need to be heated and we need all these things. And, you know.
But there's got to be a better way to do it.
And there is. And, you know, and thank God for solar energy and all this other good stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, rather than just creating, you know, yes, we're creating a lot of good stuff, but then from creating all the good stuff, you have all this crap that comes out, which is all this, you know, raw sewage crap that goes into pollution. And like, why does it have to even be like that? I mean, why can't there be a balance?
Right.
You know, and we need that.
And only that, Artie, I want to know exactly the word of God, not an interpretation of somebody's cousin's uncle's brother who was at the rock that day when Jesus was making a speech. I want to know exactly
the raw truth.
Yeah. And guess what else I want to know? Why did what do they call it? Something of Nicaea. And when the first Pope came about, there was a Roman emperor who decided he was going to make everybody Catholic. And, it was, a time of Nicaea. And he went through all the writings of the Bible and he got rid of whatever he thought was not pertinent. And in those were gospels from all the women that were disciples of Jesus.
And now we have to shut her off because we need to go to a commercial break, producer says. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back and we're going to do a whole nother hour for you. So stick around.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.